Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've got Jerry Recco back with us. He had a little Midwest trip with Rutgers at basketball. He even visited the site of last year's Super Bowl and some of our stomping grounds during that week we had out there. Yeah. It was 40 below and... We're all trying to forget. So
I feel like I was in Minnesota 2 weeks ago.
That's right. It was this. I mean, it's Wednesday. You were out there, what, Friday?
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. It's crazy. So how'd it go?
How was it?
Yeah.
Game Saturday was good until the very end when they ran away from Rutgers. And then last night's game was a really good first half and then not a good second half.
Do a little ice fishing?
No. I did nothing but sleep.
Was it nearly as cold?
It was not. No, it was probably in Minnesota. It was when we landed 32 degrees, and it wasn't that bad on Saturday. It was not bad at all.
A balmy 32 degrees.
It felt it. Oh, it did. It 32. Felt it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing I learned, and I guess we find this in all these cities we go to. You know, you walk out of this building at 11 o'clock in the morning, and there's cars and people everywhere. Mm-hmm. We walked out on Saturday. We got back from the game around 2:30 in the afternoon Saturday. There's no one in the streets. There's no cars. There's no nothing. It's a lovely thing.
Well, it's cold.
Yeah, but it's still a city. Like, where are the human beings? There was nobody around.
Home, you man. Love when you don't have human beings.
I do. It was, yes, very nice to get around.
Right.
No traffic problems. I'm sure during the week it's different. But, man, where are all the people?
What did you make of the Adam Gase eyes over the last couple of days? Because we did not get a chance to get your take on that. A
couple things here. Number one, I said to Al before we did the warm-up show, which we do every morning from 5:45 to 6. It's fantastic. Yep. You should check it out. When he had the whole press conference in Miami, when he got angry about the Tannehill questions, I had noticed that day. But I also figured he was angry. He just was bugging out because he didn't like the questions.
Hat down too.
He did, but you could see as the question was coming in, he would have the hat down, but his eyes would be like back and forth. Almost the idea in my head was he's thinking, this guy's an a-hole. Why is he asking me this again? Blah, 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 blah. So I didn't think much of it, but I have seen it before. And what was the other? Oh, the other thing is the tacos.
Oh, there's that great
his
video.
Eyes chasing the tacos.
Oh, it's amazing.
Tremendous. I don't know if you saw this, Boomer.
Yeah,
it
we
is
did.
Awesome.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
So, yes, those are my two takeaways.
All right.
And he was very good after the press conference.
He was. Yeah,
he just wasn't good during the
terrible.
Press conference.
Just absolutely terrible. All right, Jerry, good to have you back. What do you got for us?
We are brought to you by the Start Something New sales event going on now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Amityville. So a couple of things here, which we will do with the football for sure. We'll start. We'll get to Gase in a minute. But first, Championship Sunday, of course. You've got the Saints and the Rams. Did CeeLo play the Marcus Peters sound from about a month and a half ago? Just to bring you back. He did play that?
Right. The Sean Payton
He played
thing.
That.
Yes, he did. He will be waiting for him or whatever that whole
that
deal.
Sucks.
Yes. Well, you could play it again.
Play
not
it again.
Everybody
yeah,
that was listening then.
Yeah,
you could do it again if that's going to really screw your update up.
No, we'll move on.
No, you can't do that. And
well, if he played it.
Play it again.
But then I'm going to play it, and you'll be like, CeeLo played this yesterday.
Why didn't you ask us
like
before
just
about
play
this?
It.
Well, because it just came. We haven't spoken. Well, so, really right now.
Well, that's not true.
I was walking around out there. You could have said a few things to me then, but I
say good morning, Boom. How are you?
Yeah. I was in here for at least 5 minutes before the show during that break you had in the warm-up show, and you saw Al for a long, long time this morning. Could have asked him.
Didn't cross my mind, but it did, and so I'll play it again. What the hell? This was after the loss to the Saints, and he struggled with Michael Thomas.
Sean Payton said after that New Orleans game, he said in that last sequence, they got the matchup they wanted with you on him one-on-one.
Tell Sean Payton, keep talking that we going to see him soon. You feel me?
You feel me?
I mean, that's exactly what CeeLo played.
I figured that might be the case. Yeah. Yeah. So that game will be Sunday. Also Sunday, Chiefs and Patriots. Now, Bill Belichick did a conference call.
No, we heard this already.
All right.
No, we haven't heard this one.
We haven't heard this.
So a big storyline going into this game is the fact that it's going to be cold, damn cold. And he says, forget the weather.
In the end, this is going to come down to how we compete against the Chiefs.
It was a very softer side of Belichick. He was friendly. He says the idea is to play good throughout.
We want to do well early. We want to do well in the fourth quarter, too.
And then he was asked about Patrick Mahomes.
Look, he's an outstanding player in every facet of the game.
And so that, of course, the AFC Championship game, the Patriots, it seems like it's their birthright to be there every week, which certainly seems to be the case. Jets finalizing this deal to make Greg Williams their new defensive coordinator. Their new head coach, Adam Gase, with Mike on the Fan yesterday. The message to the fan base.
The great thing about the NFL is every year is a new year. I mean, you start at 0-0, you put the work in, and it started for us a couple days ago. And then once we get the players in, it's about getting on the grass, it's about putting in the work, it's about the day-in, day-out grind of being able to focus on your job.
You can hear that on the website, but not with the funny noises that Eddie made behind it.
This went on all day yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
I have no idea.
I was very disappointed. No CBS Sports Network in the hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was very disappointed by that, yes.
Did you complain?
I did not complain.
Call down to the front desk?
Do I look like the type of
crap?
I look like I was going to complain about the TV channels.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I could see you complaining about a lot
of things.
Not
even remotely.
Well, the radio.com app where you can listen anytime, anywhere.
You know what the problem was? I wasn't up.
What was the hotel that you were staying in?
Marriott.
Well, you could download the radio.com app and favorite us if you're like Jerry and you're traveling around. If you have Alexa or Google, just say play WFAN.
I also learned, like we do when we're on vacation, how much you sleep when you don't have a 2:30 alarm.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, my God.
Every weekend. Yeah.
Eagles head coach Doug Peterson saying he would love to keep Nick Foles, but adding Carson Wentz as the team's starting quarterback going forward. Not a surprise there. Panthers owner David Tepper saying Tuesday the team is exploring quarterback options for 2019 because of the possibility that Cam Newton could miss maybe all of the season recovering from surgery on his right shoulder.
So he had the surgery, right? Didn't he have
That's the way it read to me, that he had the surgery.
So the interesting thing about Nick Foles, so listening to what Nick Foles is saying, I mean, it doesn't sound to me like in the back of his mind that he wants to go start for another team somewhere.
I thought the same thing.
It sounds to me like he wants to stay in Philadelphia.
We'll take less money.
Yeah. I'll stay there and just keep me Carson Wentz's backup. And if you need me, I'm there. Now the question that I would have, does Carson Wentz want him there? Now, I don't know if Carson Wentz will ever come out and publicly say whether he wants him there or not. I don't know, but...
Well, he did say yesterday that it's going to be very, very tough to follow in his footsteps now again. Like, he admitted that. So
Carson did.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I think that if any human being, and Carson Wentz is like one of these guys that always says the right thing, but any human being with a competitive bone in their body probably thinks to themselves, I don't know if I want this with the fans screaming and yelling for the Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, Carson Wentz has had 54 touchdowns and 14 TDs and a 16-8 record over his last 24 games. Nick Foles is 10-3, 21-11 in terms of touchdowns and interceptions. I mean, there's no doubting who the better player is.
But only one won the Super Bowl.
I understand that. I know. And the question would be like, I think Nick Foles is like, I don't say the word is not afraid. The word is like very, he's got trepidation about going somewhere else, getting a huge contract.
Well, it happened to him before.
I know that. And that's why
he ended up as a pastor.
I hear him, what he's saying, and I hear my ear, like, we do like a 3-year, $27 million deal. I think I would remain as Carson Wentz's backup. That's what I'm kind of hearing.
What a great life.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
But
now he's a legend forever,
too. Or do you go to Jacksonville, the Giants, or whoever else may be looking at for a quarterback and get... So I asked... I honestly asked my buddy Frank Reich in Indianapolis about Nick Foles, and Frank loves Nick Foles. And of course he will. They won a Super Bowl together. And I said, what do you think? Do you think somebody's going to give him... $20 million for 3 years or something. He goes, how much did they give Case Keenum? I said, well, he got $18 million per from the Broncos for 2 years. He goes, well, let me tell you something. He's 10 times better than Case Keenum. So you tell me, what do you think? Now, Frank obviously is going to be biased. The one thing about Case Keenum I would tell you is that, he is like a tough, gritty, in-your-face, kind of a little bit of a mess of a quarterback. Right? I mean, he just kind of reminds me of Jeff Garcia a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Right? He's running all over the place, making plays, get that junkyard dog mentality. Yeah, a lot of mistakes, but just like intense and competitive, which is what you want.
Yeah, I can see the headlines now. Boomer says Frank Reich trashes Case Keenum.
No, he did not trash Case Keenum.
So
he
just you'd like that headline.
Frank, all he was doing was comparing to the numbers that these quarterbacks got on the open market last year.
Yep.
So he says, if you compare those numbers to this player here, then yes, he will get the number by somebody who will want a Super Bowl winning quarterback as the face of their franchise.
And what was Osweiler's deal in Houston?
That's another one. Right.
God. You got talk about $60 million.
Right, how desperate these teams are.
I just, it's like I don't want to criticize a player for his success, but it's like a small window of success, but it's big successful moments.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing.
In a city that hadn't seen a championship with their most beloved team, and he was the guy who did it for him.
Which is why Carson Wentz had to have taken a huge internal sigh of relief.
Yeah.
When that ball goes through Jeffrey's hands.
You know what? I hope agree. That's not the case, because that's the case. And then my quarterback,
it's not outward, but.
Yeah, but here's my thing. My quarterback's not secure enough to lead me back to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. You know?
It's a unique situation, though. I mean, I'm sure that he wants the best for his teammates, but at the same time, it's like, we did it last year. We have to do it again.
Well, don't get hurt.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's not that simple.
By the way, they're going to have to commit financially to Carson Wentz here before too long as well. That's the other thing you got to realize. I can't imagine that Howie Roseman is going to pay, you know, Nick Foles, let's just say north of $10 million for the next 3 years. So let's just say it's $35 to $45 million, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then having to give Carson Wentz what I think is going to be one of those monster contracts that you're going to have to pay your young quarterback when his rookie deal comes up.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Carson Wentz came back and had an awesome year next year, year removed from his first season.
If he stays healthy.
And that is a problem for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Mets officially signed Jed Lowrie. Press conference today. Former MLB closer and Yankee John Wetland freed on $25,000 bond a day after he was arrested and charged with continuous sexual abuse of an underage relative. NBA last night.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I read the story this morning. It's as disgusting horrendous as you could possibly imagine.
It's a relative?
That's the last thing I read.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, a lot of points were scored last night in the league. A lot of points in Golden State, specifically in the first quarter.
I feel like I was doing
a
disservice.
No, that's not it. How about this one?
Durant takes it in stride down the right side. 5 seconds, crossover dribble to the rim. Coast to coast with a dunk. 51-35.
51 points at the end of the first quarter. That's Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. They wound up beating the Nuggets 142-111.
This was my example, by the way. You know, when I was talking about FanDuel Sportsbook, I said, you know, watch out for the Nuggets, man. Nuggets are home underdogs in this game. I like the Denver Nuggets.
And how'd that go?
They lost by 30.
They got destroyed.
You're a loser.
31 points apiece for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. The Warriors weren't the only team that put up a lot of points, though, last night. The Hawks, now 14 wins on the season.
Yeah.
They get 24 from Trae Young. They beat the Thunder 142-126.
That's what I'm talking about.
How about the Sixers? They beat the T-Wolves 149-107. Pacers over the Suns 131-97. You had the Lakers beat the Bulls 107-100 as well. Nets in Houston later tonight. We will have that for you on the Fan. Number 4, Virginia beats number 9, Virginia Tech 81-59. Providence over Seton Hall 72-63. Purdue 89, Rutgers 54. St. John's taking on Creighton tonight. And yes, Boomer, a lot of goals for your Rangers.
Between the legs!
On MSG, Zibanejad, Pavel Buchnevich, Tony D'Angelo.
How about that? Yeah, two guys that you haven't seen on the score sheet. But I would just say, you know, it's impossible to play 82 games like they played last night. But last night was a wake-up call after their debacle in Columbus. And to the credit to the players that they played the way they did, and they listened to their coach, and they came out and fought like their lives depended on it last night.
6-2 the final as they beat the Hurricanes. I'll get you Chris King next hour. Islanders beat the Blues in overtime 2-1. Valtteri Filppula with the game winner there. Isles have won 12 of 15, and the Devils lost to the Blue Jackets 4-1. Second round wins at the Australian Open for Roger Federer and Caroline Wozniacki.
What about Francis Tiafoe? How'd he do?
Francis Tiafoe won his match.
He won.
Oh, he did win. Oh.
Yeah, he beat that.
You're into the Australian Open all of a sudden?
Well, 11 years. You're asking me about Tiafoe? If you would have have known. Andy Roddick was with us yesterday.
I did know. I saw a picture.
Right. And we asked him, I asked him directly about Francis Tiafoe, who's a young American tennis player, because we were asking about U.S. men's tennis and what the hell's going on with
it. We did a lot of Wikipedia reading prior to the interview. So then we found out, and we were going through all the rankings, and we did some research and found a guy. He was 20 years old.
Tiafoe.
Like, yeah, he's a top 20 guy, and he was going against like a top 5 guy or top 10 guy from South Africa, so we got into it.
And that South African, Kevin Anderson, is a guy that's playing in the New York Open in February, which is why Andy Roddick was in here. He was promoting that event at the Nassau Coliseum.
That's cool.
So, so we kind of talked a little bit about it, and the kid ended up knocking off the 5th seed.
Yeah, pretty good.
So that's great. So American's men tennis is on its way back.
We're on the rise.
That wouldn't go that far yet, but it was a nice little
why
moment.
Why can't we do? Let's just talk some trash. Okay. Don't they chirp each other in tennis or no?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I don't know. There is that politeness that goes with tennis.
There is politeness?
Well, sometimes.
I get better on their smashing like the rackets.
I guess you're right.
John McEnroe politeness?
Yeah, he was an extreme example.
Jimmy Connors politeness?
Another not good example.
Ilya Anastasi?
You think about like the Pete Sampras's and the Roger Federer's.
And the Jim Courier's?
Yeah, those guys.
Gentlemen. Right. Guys are gentlemen.
It's a gentleman's game, Boomer, as you well know. Mm-hmm. All right, it's a ticket drop. Thank you, Jerry. It's a WFAN 635 ticket drop brought to you by your Tri-State Ford dealers.
How about Ivan Lendl?
Yeah, I mentioned him.
He was a little...
Yvonne Lendl.
Yvonne, Ivan.
Boris Becker. Michael Chang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.